Harper Audio presents Framed by Frank Cottrell Boyce. Read by Jason Hughes. Copyright 2006 by Frank Cottrell Boyce. Production copyright 2006 by Pan Macmillan Publishers Limited. Published by HarperCollins Publishers.
You've probably never heard of Vincenzo Perugia, but we know all about him. He was a famous art thief, and we used to be in the same line of work. My sister, Minnie, even had a picture of him on her bedroom wall. She reckons that when Vincenzo stole the Mona Lisa from the Louvre Museum in Paris on 21st of August 1911, that was the most immensely perfect crime ever. The Mona Lisa was the world's most famous painting, but Vincenzo did such a neat job no one even noticed it was missing for 2 days. Then they did notice, and everything went mental. Everyone went to the Louvre to look at the empty space where the painting had been. They queued up to look at an empty space. Even Vincenzo Perugia queued up. And when they got to the front of the queue, they all looked at that empty space and thought about what used to be there. I can understand that. Sometimes something vanishes, and afterwards you can't stop looking at the place where it used to be. And all this time Vincenzo had it in his little room. The Mona Lisa was in a trunk next to the bed. Sometimes he took the painting out and played it funny songs on his mandolin. He didn't try to sell it. He didn't steal any other paintings. He didn't want to be famous or rich. He just wanted the Mona Lisa. And that's where he went right. That's why it was the perfect crime, because he didn't want anything else. And that's probably where we went wrong. We wanted something. Snowdonia Oasis Auto Marvel Manod.